Big John Howell back tomorrow morning. Ray Stevens taking you up till 10 o'clock. It is a new schedule. It's a new year. Bob and Mary Ann from 10 till noon. And then from noon to 3, it's Alan Rushbow. From 3 to 7, it's Steve Dowell. Tonight, 7 o'clock-ish, Bulls basketball here on WLS AM 890. Donald Trump saying he will not be using the President of the United States Twitter account this morning. He says, you know what, that real Donald Trump, the thing that the one that's got like 27 million followers, he goes, I kind of like that one. I'm going to keep it. And he is also tweeting out this morning that he has thanked the Wheel of Meat, the bikers that are going to show up at the inauguration to form the Wall of Meat that are going to protect him and the festival goers should things get out of hand. And also, we've had some WLS listeners tweeting this morning. And you're going to be okay over there?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Could you put that lung back in your chest?
And if you're going to drop dead, can you go outside the studio to do it?
We just talked with the guy about, imbibing and smoking.
Yeah.
Well, this might be a reason not to do it right here.
Maybe he can change his ways after this.
Kid's 30 going on 90.
Yeah.
My mom has a better set of lungs, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Donald Trump tweeting this morning, John Lewis said about my inauguration, and this was tweeted to me by TJ at Twitter. He said, Ray, why don't you mention this? John Lewis said about the Donald Trump inauguration, it'll be the first one that I've missed that is wrong or he's lying. He boycotted Bush 43 also. So there you go this morning. 853 WLS. John Dempsey, I noticed that you just came back in, and I know you don't smoke. Can I ask where you were?
I was in a different studio because the way we have our studio set up here, we cannot record the WLS signal in the studio where I am, and I wanted to record Gary McCarthy's interview, so I had to do it in a different room. And I went in that room. I lifted a quick soundbite of Gary McCarthy that I wanted to use at 8:30. I used it in my 8:30 news, and then I came back here so I could have a visual sight of you.
And I appreciate
my friend,
that because
and share the room with the lovely and talented Jen DeSalvo.
What'd she smell like?
Took my seat.
And she just came back in.
I did. I went to go make oatmeal.
Just checking. Yeah. Because
so you ask me what she smells like, she smells like oatmeal.
That will get us up to the 17th floor. Yeah. And so will this. I have to step around this lightly, and if you guys don't want to partake, I understand.
Okay.
But there is a report. There is a report out that they're saying now that if you kind of do things to make yourself relax, or
I think is this like a George Costanza
like
Seinfeld
soaking,
reference?
Soaking your feet?
Yes.
Is that the thing? My mother came home. I was alone. Yeah.
Now I'll put up 150.
All right, you're in for 150.
Okay, 150.
All right, now. How are we going to monitor this?
Well, obviously, we all know each other very well. I'm sure we'll all feel comfortable within the confines of the honor system. All right. Come on.
And thereupon began the contest.
According to some psychologists, and this is big-time news, and it hit all over yesterday, and the reason I found out about this, because it came to me from somebody that I respect, says that if you're at work and you feel the need to, take
a little break.
Take a break.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
Yeah, sure you don't.
No, look, I'm a newlywed. I don't need to know about that.
Did you see the contest episode?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm a newlywed. Yeah. You know, and usually this has nothing, it has more to do when when you're younger. You know, what are you doing up there? I'm in the bathroom, Mom.
Yeah.
Bill Hopkins.
Not for a while.
Bill Hopkins, and I know his mom loves it when his name gets mentioned on the radio. Bill
but
Hopkins.
But not in this context.
Yeah, right?
I don't think Mrs. Hopkins is going to be happy in this context.
No, but he is in there, and he is 8 shades of red right now.
Yeah.
But they're saying that should...
Michael Gray. Up and leaving the room.
Michael Gray, the guy that they call the WLS historian who's worked with all the greats here, he just ran out of the room.
Yeah, so, he's gone. Yeah, he must be taking part of this.
Jen, where do you think he's going?
Yeah, to relax.
Michael Gray never walked out when Don and Romo were on the air, and he just walked out now. So what does that say about the quality of our program right now?
Let's not give them more ammo out there.
Exactly. they say here that in response to Time Out, the magazine survey said that both men and women admit to this practice. I just from now on, when any of you and me included, when we don't see each other for a couple minutes,
okay,
can we please just make sure that somebody, and Jen, I'm going to put you in charge of this because you probably are the most on task. Just somebody carry a thing of hand sanitizer.
I have to call every single one of you boys out on this.
And this is why I don't shake hands with you, Ray. If you were wondering, it's nothing personal.
I just want to say it is. If you think I'm crazy, we'll put this story up. It's John and Ray in 60 today. We'll put it up at WLS.com. And this begs me to question right now. Uh-huh. Hal's been off the air for 3 days.
Do you think he's coming back?
He's going to come back tomorrow, and he's going to be sleeping. I guarantee it. It's Big John and Ray. It's 8:57. It's WLS. Good morning.